The Obama administration is attending to the other big issue for Americans today, jobs. The White House is hosting a jobs summit as it looks for ideas about how to put people back to work. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The administration will get advice today on promoting jobs from big business executives, small business owners, economists, union leaders, and the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mr. Obama plans to visit Allentown tomorrow to see who's hiring and who's not. Mayor Ed Pawlowski says many would-be employers in his city could use some extra government help.
We have some people who are really hurting. We're going to talk about some of the things that they could do to help stimulate jobs and improve the economy as far as loosening up lending, getting some credit into the marketplace.
The administration has been trying to boost credit for small businesses with limited success. But the Obama administration's been hesitant about spending a lot more money to create jobs. Political analyst Charlie Cook says the White House is caught in a political tug-of-war between those worried by rising unemployment on one hand and a rising federal deficit on the other.
There is one group that says we need to do more about the economy, more to create jobs. And then there's the other side that's saying we're blowing the heck out of budget deficits and they're getting squeezed.
Some critics complain the guest list for today's summit is stacked with those who favor additional government spending. But since pushing for the big stimulus package earlier this year, the administration has been stressing fiscal restraint. In announcing the job summit, Mr. Obama said it's particularly important at a time of limited resources that the government not make any ill-considered moves. He warned, in an interview with Fox News, that excessive government spending could make the nation's economic problems worse.
If we keep on adding to the debt, even in the midst of this recovery, that at some point people could lose confidence in the U.S. economy in a way that could actually lead to a double-dip recession.
That note of caution was welcomed by economist Diane Lim Rogers. She works for the Concord Coalition, which promotes fiscal responsibility. And she notes many of the president's economic advisors are veterans of the Clinton administration, whose balanced budgets were credited with spurring economic growth. Rogers says some deficit spending may be warranted in the current climate, but only within limits.
Just because we decide we need more deficit spending, and we may decide we need that, does not mean that it's okay to waste the money.
Other economists argue this is no time for the administration to worry about deficits when facing double-digit unemployment. Dean Baker is co-founder of the left-leaning Center for Economic and Policy Research.
I understand politically they have to appear to be concerned. They have to say they're concerned. And obviously, somewhere down the road, the deficit will be a problem if we continue to run very large deficits. But this year, next year, the year after, we need to run large deficits to keep the economy going.
Economist Larry Michel of the Economic Policy Institute agrees. He wants the government to offer tax credits, effectively paying employers to hire people, or even to launch its own jobs program, as it did during the Great Depression. And Michelle's not worried about using borrowed money to do so.
There's no way to generate more jobs in the next 2 years without incurring a higher fiscal deficit. In fact, it's the smart thing to do because, you know, generating jobs and getting the private sector going is going to be needed for getting the deficit down in the future. Plus, we're doing tremendous damage to people, to children, and to the economy by this high persistent unemployment.
Mr. Obama says he's determined to meet the challenge of joblessness, even as he cautions, there are limits to what the federal government can or should do. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.